We're continuing a series of interviews with Rhonda Vincent, the reigning queen of bluegrass, talking about her music history, her family, and their music careers as well. Catching up with Rhonda on this Tuesday. Rhonda will be performing at the Knoxville Performing Arts Center on April 1st, brought to you by the Bluegrass Music Association of Iowa. Showtime is 7:30 p.m. You can buy your tickets and learn more about the show by going to iowabluegrassmusic.com. We continue in this awesome success story for the reigning queen of bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent. And I want to come back and talk a little bit about your dad and the Sally Mountain Park Festival. I remember seeing him at the gate, and so many people throughout the years have said he's always at the gate, you know, but they have you better bring your A game if you're going to sit down and jam with Johnny Vincent. He's very exacting, very exacting. Do you feel like his exactingness, if that's a word, has really careened you forward in your career?
Absolutely. I mean, he had his work ethic. He didn't believe in goofing around. He didn't want to ever sing off key. He wanted you to always strive for excellence in whatever you did. But you know one thing, he always also felt that everyone had an opportunity. I host a jam on the Larry's Country Diner, the country's family reunion, and they keep, like, there's more and more people that keep joining. They didn't know, in country music, they don't really have a jam session, per se, like Dad would host. And that's what Herb was saying. She's just like her dad, because Dad could go and sit in the middle of the field by himself and get his banjo and start playing a song. And within 5 minutes, he'll have all kinds of people around him jamming. And everybody got a turn. I mean, that's what my dad, I loved, and I still do, and in fact, my son-in-law reminded me last night, said, look, you're in a business format now, and it's not like your dad giving everyone a turn. You know, there's a place for that. And I do. It's like, I feel like my dad, if we sat in a jam session and there was 200 people, he would make sure that every person, we would do a song until every person had got to take a solo that wanted one. And in fact, if you didn't, he would probably still sit there and point at you and say, you know, take it. Like he would say, take it, Rhonda, take it, Hunter, take it, whatever. Everybody got a chance, and whether you were really, really good or really, really bad, he felt everyone should have a chance to, you know, try, and that's the way you learn, and he was so good at that.
And your mom is a fantastic musician as well, harmony singer. Was she a musician when she married your dad?
Not as much. I think she played piano and maybe sang in church. But when she married Dad, my grandpa Bill, he got emphysema, and he couldn't stand up and play the bass anymore. And so we always say it was a requirement. So they got married, and she said, "Here, you learn to play the bass." And so she started playing bass, started singing the harmonies. Same way with us. Whenever we got old enough to sing, we sang. When we got old enough to play, we played. We always said we either played or we didn't eat. We like to eat. So, and Mom always says that she took us off the bottle and put us on bluegrass. So, it was just a somewhat of a requirement, I guess. It's what we did. It's what he loved, and so we grew to love it also.
Rhonda, I think there's a lyric in that. Took him off the bottle and put him on bluegrass. Get busy on that today, will you?
I need to write that song. No way.
Tune in next Tuesday for the Classic Cafe. We'll continue this great series of stories with the reigning queen of bluegrass, Rhonda Vincent. Here's music now from Rhonda called Driving Nails.
My sweetheart is gone and I'm so lonely. He said that he and I were I started out drinking for pastime, driving nails in my coffin over you. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time I drink a bottle of booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin, driving those nails over you. I hearted. I've been so sad and so blue. I'm always thinking of you, love, and I just can't quit drinking that old booze. I'm just driving nails in my coffin every time. Nothing now I can lose. I keep driving.